Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. We are broadcasting live across the country, as well as into 53 countries, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we've heard it said, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefields besides is mere flight in disgrace if he flinches at that one point. Isn't it interesting? I was having a conversation today, and interestingly enough, we were going back and forth, and I was talking to another radio show host, and we were just talking about how people want to hear the regurgitation of the corrupt that they tolerate to be incumbent. And I said, it's also interesting that the very one thing that people need to hear to bring about the resolve that they claim that they want is the very point in which they flinch and move away from. They love it to have it so. I've said this on the show, two, 3 weeks ago, and I'm thinking of Deuteronomy chapter 1, where the Lord told the children of Israel to go around the mountain again. It would have took them 11 to 13 days to get into the promised land, but they didn't listen. So at the end of the day, it took them 40 years, and it took 40 years for the people to get into the promised land that actually made it, because many didn't. Read 1 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, when you get a moment. I got a question for the American people, because I've been thinking about this for the last couple hours. We've all heard it said that history is written by men who hung heroes. How long are you going to allow the corrupt to continuously write out history books? And the Lord sets it straight. We have the Bible. Don't get me wrong. But we all praise the likes of Abraham. We all praise the likes of Noah. We all praise the likes of a Moses, in some cases Abraham. We all praise King David. Who wouldn't, right? In the sense of receiving some accolade for what he did under the power of God. We know who gave him the power to do the things that he did, 1 Samuel 17. We all admire Joseph. We all admire the patriarchs to some degree. We all admire Esther and Ruth and Deborah. We admire Gideon and Samson. We admire the patriarchs of old. And we admire the patriarchs of the New Testament. And I'm thinking of the patriarchs of, namely, the 12 disciples that we know of. And, of course, we all want to give all of our adoration to the Christ. We all admire him for what he's done. Hey, folks, if you want to get the same results that they did, then you're going to have to do what they did. And it's clear that Jesus said to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. I know that there's a lot of, what do you want to call them? Soldiers of fortune out there. I see them all day long. And we'll be talking about that in just a little bit here. But those aren't the guys that I'm talking about. If you want to see the God of Moses, then do what Moses did. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. But do. Faith without works is dead. James 2:14-26. If you want to see the God of Samson, then do what Samson did. If you want to see the God of Gideon, then do what the Gideon did. If you want to see the God of David, then do what David did. I mean, Jesus said, follow me. And when we're talking about the patriarchs of old and in the New Testament, we're all talking about the Christ in each one of the patriarchs. Because that's who it is. Why is it that men... It's just a question. I'm not even frustrated about it today. Why is it that men allow the corrupt to write the history books in hanging heroes? Why is it that the American people allow it to go as far as they have? You know what the American people are doing today? They're waiting for the bad guys to push the pawn themselves, the game, to a new global order. They're waiting for them to be pushed one more time up against the wall. You see, the problem is the American people haven't realized that there's no more room on the floor to be pushed. Your backs are already up against the wall. But the news that I'm going to share with you today, friends, shows you just the exact opposite. And going back to my original point, why is it that men talk so big for those that do? Why is it that they say the right things, but they don't do the right things? They say the right things, but they do not. And again, as I just said, faith without works is dead. It's a work of faith and a labor of love. I mean, just think about this, folks. There wouldn't be a book of Acts if the apostles didn't act. And this is what you get in America today. Men, for the most part, that don't act. Had a lady call in the other day from Iowa asking the question, where are the men? Oh, it's something I notice all over the country. Where are the men? Not too long ago, I had to rebuke an individual because I was taking a stand for the innocent in the womb. I had an individual call me and tell me, you know what, you went too far. I said, no, I haven't gone far enough. You want to talk about how radical Bradley Dean is, and the fact is radicalism lies within the fact that these people are murdering your children with your consent, and you're doing their biddings for them, and you think I'm radical for upholding the law? Well, you're advocating them that are breaking the law? This is what you have in America today. And furthermore, I had to tell him how much of a coward he was and how much of a gossip he was, because that's exactly what he is. He's a part of the problem. He complains about the... This is the voice of America. They complain about the problem, yet then when it's time to do something to bring about the resolve, what do? They shoot themselves in the foot. They say guys like Bradley Dean, they're just too radical, man. No. Radicalism is when you allow your government to murder the innocent in the womb and to do the things that they're doing today. And guess what? They're not doing it just to me. They're doing it to you and your posterity as well. Oh, if the American people would look at the law of God, the mirror that shows us our spots, Romans 3:20, it'd put us in a different position that we're in today. Don't get mad at the messenger. Get mad at your own sin. Because until America repents, nothing's going to change. Let me say it again. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefields besides is mere flight in disgrace if he flinches at that one point. Let it never fall to our lot during the morning show or the afternoon show to ever flinch at the one point that needs to be made to the American people. Because I know people want new stuff to talk about, but the fact of the matter is it's all regurgitated information coming from the same corrupt individuals that the American people tolerate. We have nothing to do with it. Your blood is off our hands, as the Bible says, and we're going to continuously preach the Word of God, unadulterated, like it or not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
So, folks, what we're going to be talking about in a little bit here is, regardless of the facts, they're still pushing it. It really is applicable to everything that we're talking about. It really, truly is. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. So you ready for this? Okay, so well, Bradley, I want to Bradley, why are you showing us this? Because it starts with the church. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, and then we'll get to other issues. Do you see this? The leadership team of Rock Church International cited Romans 3:23 Wednesday as they urged congregants to extend forgiveness to Reverend John Blanchard, a man, of course, they're man ordained. John Blanchard, in an announcement that he has voluntarily stepped back as lead pastor and from all of his ministerial duties for the second time in just over a year following his arrest for solicitation of prostitution. Wow. I wonder what kind of message these guys are pushing. Well, if we go over to Romans 3:23, I can tell you, and I guarantee you it's out of context. Let's go over to Romans 3:23, and I'm going to go to over to the King James Version, and here it is right here, friends. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Wow. I didn't know that sin was the standard. I thought Christ was the standard. I didn't know that excuses for why we do the things that God commanded us not to do, and he nailed them to the cross of Jesus Christ. I didn't know that we were supposed to look for excuses as the standard. I thought Jesus Christ, the risen Christ, is the standard. And I thought we were supposed to follow him that said, go and sin no more. John 8:11. Apparently not. Mega church asked congregants to forgive pastor for prostitution arrest because all have sinned. And this only, folks, the only people drinking this Kool-Aid are those that stay out of the Word of God and that they are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Period. Wow, I wonder what these guys are preaching. Here's another one. Just this last week, man-ordained evangelist sentenced to 1,008 years. I mean, as if to suggest he's going to live 10 lives. This is what man has made in contrast to God's statutes. Okay? But this evangelist was sentenced to 1,008 years for abusing young boys in church. No fear of God or consequences. Wow. You got to ask the question, what kind of a message are these people preaching? Because it's not biblical, we know that. These are those that are using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5:13. Wow, using the grace of God as an excuse to continuously do the things that put Christ up on the cross. Wait a second. Doesn't Scripture tell us, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Yes, that's not the message these guys preach. Oh, just hang on a second, folks. No. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Didn't John the Baptist call those Pharisees, those religious hypocrites of the day, a brood of vipers? Calling them a bunch of snakes, a bunch of devils. Didn't he say to them to bring forth fruits of repentance? Is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. They're crucifying the Son of God afresh on a daily basis, and they're doing whatever their congregants, as they would call themselves, let them get away with. And it's exactly what they're doing. Where's the law in this particular situation? This is where civil law is applicable concerning his crimes. Okay? This guy here, he lays for children. He gets 1,008 years for his crimes against innocent boys? Folks, someone asked me the other day, Bradley, what are your thoughts about those that basically, is there redemption for pedophiles? I can't find it. I believe many of these people have crossed the lines. I'm not saying Jesus can't redeem anybody, but I am saying there's a reason that Jesus said in Luke 17:2, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. What does that mean? How do you take it? They've gone too far. And it's interesting, you cannot find in statute throughout God's Torah anywhere where the Lord said this is what you're supposed to do with those that molest little children. It was unthinkable to do. That's why it wasn't written. But in America today, those that have been exalted to heaven, I'm here to tell you, because of what you tolerate, you're going to be brought down to the lowest of hells. Look at this. This is the professors in the American church today. One gets busted a couple times for prostitution. They look to the church. They use Scripture way out of context. And they want you to justify this man that was busted not once but twice. And can you imagine this, folks? The once and the twice that he was busted, those are the only two times that he was caught for his crimes. But yet, the Bible tells us God sees all things. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. This is insanity. I warned that if we didn't take heed to this, what's going to happen is they're going to zero in on our kids in public schools. Just ask the NEA, who is trying to pass policies to make it very difficult to prosecute teachers that were, in fact, laying for children. Matter of fact, we took the time as the ministry here in the state of Minnesota, and we warned all the principals. We sent out letters to every single elementary, middle school, and high school in the state of Minnesota, warning them as to what the government was doing. And the government was doing only what the church was guilty of. It all comes right back to the church, folks. But showing you a teacher that was just busted, speaking of crimes against children, isn't it interesting? Man charged with 12 counts of child pornography. He gets probation, a $100, $140 fine, and no jail time. Oh, my goodness. Well, soft judges produce hardened criminals, don't they? Oh, absolutely. I want to tell you something. The Lord is not a soft judge. The Lord said in His Word over and over, I will not at all acquit the wicked. He will not overlook the workers of iniquity. The Bible tells us in Psalm 5 that He hates the workers of iniquity. In Psalm 11, 7-11, what does it tell us? That God is angry with the wicked every day. You got to ask the question, what are these people preaching? Here, it's not what they're preaching, it's what they're not preaching. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 8:20, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it is because there is no light in them. Period. And Jesus came to say that I destroyed not the law and the prophets in Matthew 5. I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And where the church has failed, government has taken over in a big way. That's called self-infliction. This is called the judgment of God upon a disobedient people that He promised in Psalm 16 and 17, chapter 9. He said what? He said, I will turn that nation into hell that forgets me. And it's exactly where we're at today. But again, let's go back to the question. What kind of a message are these people giving forth to their flocks, as they would call them? And these aren't churches, by the way. They're literal whorehouses. That's what they are. Okay? Well, here, I just seen this the other day. No matter what you've done, just run to Jesus. He's waiting for you with open arms. So I had to be a faithful witness, and I had to tell the people that's not the message. Matter of fact, that's the second part of the message. The first question is what brought them to the position of wanting to run to Jesus? Was the knowledge of their sin, that they transgressed God's moral law. Look to Luke 15. The prodigal son is a prime example of what I'm talking about. And Christ used the law as a schoolmaster continuously to drive men to Himself. The law in the hand of Christ. Not to justify, but to condemn, where those that believe the gospel are justified because they believe. No matter what you've done, run to Jesus. He's waiting for you with open arms. Look to the right, friends. Yes, 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 saith these false converts. Absolutely correct. Amen. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. It's a total mockery of Scripture. These said hirelings, John 10:12 in the pulpits, you know what they're doing? They're picking Scriptures like pigeons pick peas. They preach on what they don't like. I'm sorry, what they do like, and they leave out what they don't like. This is absolutely ridiculous. Folks, look at the response. No matter what you've done, run to Jesus. Right? This is false gospel. This is the American version of the gospel. Amen, brother. Jones says, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Amen. Love my Lord Jesus. Yeah, I'd like to see your life. Because I can tell you who you love by how you act. If you do right, it's because you are right. And if you act like Christ, it means you have put on the Lord Jesus Christ. But yet, you see so little of this. We're seeing more and more of this, folks. We're going to come right back to this. Regardless of the facts, they're still pushing it. We'll get to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Officials in western New York are telling residents to stay home as the region digs out from several feet of snow that has fell since Friday. 77 inches has fell on Orchard Park, where the Buffalo Bills would normally play. Their game with Cleveland will now be staged in Detroit tomorrow. Former President Donald Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from Mar-a-Lago as left-wing and corrupt. Trump made the comments from his Florida estate. Jack Smith is a veteran prosecutor who has been chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investigators of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah, just yesterday I posted a post, and I'm going to read this meme to you. It was on social media platforms, and I'm just shooting from the hip right now, and we'll get back to what we were talking about during the last segment. But isn't it interesting how they're talking about indicting Donald Trump? Just to show you smoke and mirrors here, friends. They're talking about indicting Donald Trump. Well, wait a second. They've already told the American people that Donald Trump was the leader of the coup concerning January 6th. Now, I just so you all know, I'm not playing stupid with the mainstream media. We understand what they're doing. They're working on the behalf of those that are trying to push a totalitarian system of government, authoritarian, whatever you want to call it. It all comes from the same source, Satan himself, John 10:10. But it's interesting they give him as much airtime, on the other hand, on his second presidential run for the United States of America. Is anybody paying attention? This is nothing more or less than mere distraction to keep your eyes off the ball concerning what is going on concerning the pandemic. Well, I just put a little salt on your tongue because that's what I'm going to show you in a bit here. That's all this is. Donald Trump right now being indicted is nothing more or less than a distraction, period, from what is going on. It's smoke and mirrors. This is a dog and a pony show to keep you entertained away from what really matters. Remember, you want the Resolve Americans? Well, then hold up. But I showed this post, and if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Here's the post, and this is what it says for those that are listening. It has a picture of Donald Trump outside of a jail cell looking through the bars at one of the political prisoners sitting in jail with a Make America Great hat on again, with chains on his feet. Notice, friends, that since January 6th, as they were enticed to come by Donald Trump, they were led by Donald Trump, who said he was going to go with them to the Capitol, which he never did. They were led, they were enticed, they were led, they were entrapped, and then they were accused of the crimes of the paid provocateurs and the FBI informants concerning January 6th. Now, does anybody with a head on their shoulders get what I'm about ready to say? Because I hope you do, because I want to know that there's some sound people around me, no doubt about it. Isn't it odd that Donald Trump is still free now to run for the second presidency of the United States, but yet for some reason or another, he's not been incarcerated, but everybody else has? Doesn't this bother anybody? Doesn't anybody think that this is a little odd, Americans? This is like Charles Manson back in the 60s telling his followers to go out and commit all the crimes, and yet he was the leader of the cult, and somehow or another they all went to jail, but Charles was allowed to remain free to go out and commit another crime. Is anybody thinking about what's going on here, folks? Donald Trump is nothing less than a point man, an actor, a clown in the circus of politics to keep your eyes off of what is really going on. Hey, folks, he had 4 years to make America great again. We know what he said, but friends, we also know what he did. And he did the opposite of what he said he was going to do. Where was the justice? When did he prosecute Hillary Clinton? When did he take the DOJ that he had in hand to do whatever he wanted with, said he? Where did he ever drop the hammer down upon the corrupt and drain the swamp as he promised to do? That's just the beginning of this whole message, but I'm going to stop right there. When did he do it? The Bible is clear in Psalm 12:8 that when the vilest of men are exalted, the wicked walk on every side. No one was ever brought to justice. Donald Trump at no point ever stood against the establishment. It was the mainstream media giving him all the attention that he needed to become the president of the United States of America, which the CIA controls. Are you kidding me? For those that refuse to see the truth, you are like those, many of you, that worship Donald Trump, Acts 12:22. You are like those that could be transported to the sun, and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. And regardless if you want to see it or not, you're going to see it. And we're to judge men by their fruit. And I must have said that 1,500 times over the last 17 years of radio. And I'm going to continuously give that message. You judge them by what they do, not by what they say. But I want to make the point again. Is it not interesting that everybody's in jail except Donald Trump? Matter of fact, Donald Trump is not only is he not in jail, but he's running to be the president again. How stupid can the American people be? You can't make it up. You can't make it up. Let's get back to this. I was just highlighting the crimes of those in the church. Mega church asked congregants, as he calls them, to forgive pastor for prostitution arrest for the second time. Right? Man-ordained evangelist sentenced to 1,008 years for abusing young boys. Another man in a school laying on children, literally, folks. Charged with 12 counts of child porn, probation, $140 fine, no jail time. No wonder why they commit the crime. They're encouraged to commit the crime. My goodness, folks, back in the 90s, I remember there was a true story out in California of a man that was busted 18 to 19 times drinking while intoxicated. 18 to 19 times. You know what the judge did? He thought it was his duty to basically sentence this man to move closer to the liquor store. Now, before you laugh about that, do consider the 12,000 to 13,000 people every year that are slaughtered on the streets of America because men don't understand not to drink and drive. If you enforce the laws like they do in El Salvador, if you drink and drive the first time, They publicly execute you. Guess what they don't have a problem with in El Salvador? Those that don't understand the word no, because they understand consequence if they violate that law. That is the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. And yet we don't have it in America anymore. But that's how we started, Americans. I asked the question after highlighting these crimes, as I'm magnifying the law against their crimes, what is it that they're not preaching? I can tell you what they're not preaching. They're not preaching repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They're not using the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, Galatians 3:24. Also go back to the Old Testament, Psalm 19:7. They're not preaching the fear of God. Hey, folks, during the break, I was just thinking about this. I thought, you know what? People don't know what the epistles say about judgment. You know, it tells us in Hebrews 9:27 that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Whoa. And then I think of Revelation 21, verse 5. And it first starts out with the fearful and those that of the other ones that are going to be judged and cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death, for what? Not repenting and remaining in their sin. See, real grace overcomes, it doesn't succumb, right? I'll get to that in a moment as well. But it's interesting that when you go to 2 Corinthians 5:11, do you know what it says, folks? It says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Whoa! Is that what these men are preaching? Absolutely not! I'm thinking about Hebrews chapter 10 right now. What does it tell us there? This is the New Testament, friends. And what does it say? For if we willfully sin, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and a fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. Put that up against your false grace, Americans. What you tolerate, the Lord does not tolerate. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries, those that remain in their sin. The act is not apart from the actor, right? He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Listen carefully. This is the New Testament. Chapter 10 of Hebrews, verse 29. What does it say? Of how much sore punishment suppose you shall be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the blood and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith Jesus on the cross was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. And then what does he say right after that in verse 30? This is the New Testament. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. And what does he say in verse 31? It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. But what do we see, folks? We see this. This is what we see, okay? They always bring about the New Testament without bringing in the old. The old is the fulfilling of the new, folks. And this is the new post. Here it is. When Jesus cried out, it is finished. And I'm not mocking the Christ. I'm mocking the spirit of these false converts that are preaching a false gospel. My ransom was paid. Divine justice was satisfied, this post says. The Lamb's blood was shed. My sins were forgiven. My reconciliation with God was achieved. My death was conquered and my salvation was secured. My sin and death died there with Jesus. I received eternal life. Is it scriptural? Romans 6, absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. But I ask the question with a statement. Notice that this post also belongs only to them that have repented, to them that are in Christ. But again, no mention of that any other place. No, what do? We just continuously see more and more of these folks, social media platforms. I'm not perfect. I'm not that perfect Christian. I'm the one who needs Jesus. Well, guess what? Those that need Jesus, guess what? As you continuously cling to your life in Christ, you are being perfected. Over and over throughout Scripture, it talks about being perfected. As King David prayed, perfect that which concerneth me, that I might wake up in thy image and in thy likeness. 2 Peter 3:18 tells us that we're to grow up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Guess what? Whoever we have our eyes on, Hebrews 12:2, we will become. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're to be jealous, and we're to be zealous over the word of the Lord, folks. Paul said it, the Lord did it. We're to be jealous over the word of God. I was talking about during the beginning of the week here how people mischaracterize God in so many different ways. They know not his word. They take it for the hireling's word. This is who he is. Do you know that a lot of famous preachers like John Wesley, You take modern-day pictures of him, they effeminize him, just like the way that they've effeminized Christ. And what they do is they make him look like weaklings, they make him look effeminate. But if you look at an actual painting of John Wesley, the man looks very valiant. He looks very hardcore, as if to suggest he went through many trials and tribulations to enter into the kingdom of heaven. They've watered down the gospel, not just in word, friends, but also from history concerning the look of these men. Why do they do that? Because they're trying to create a God that looks just like them, one that doesn't exist. Jesus said, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God to suit your sins. But yet, this is what they do. That's what this is. I'm not that perfect Christian. I'm just, really what they should say is, I'm not that perfect Christian. They should say, I'm not a Christian yet. I've never repented. I want to remain in my sin, but I want to go to heaven too. That's exactly what they're saying here. Because they know not the word of God. Is this the fruit of a born-again Christian? Absolutely not. I'm not that perfect Christian. I'm the one who needs Jesus. Real Christians need Jesus. That's why we stay connected with the Lord. He is the bread of life, John 6:35. We don't make excuses for our imperfections. We go back to the cross. We go to Him. We don't go broadcast our excuses and try to make that the standard rather than Jesus Christ, He who is holy, He who is risen from the dead, and He who sits at the right hand of my Heavenly Father forevermore. Blessed be His name. He was the one, John 8:46, who was tempted in all points, but He didn't sin. Remember when He told the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin? I'm leading up to something. You should see the amens and the hallelujahs on all of this false grace, all of this false gospel. You know, as a matter of fact, even me right now, I know that there's some biblical illiterates out there right now. For me calling out this mega church pastor, as he calls himself, being busted not for the first time but the second time for prostitution, and then having the audacity to go back to the people that support him and keeping him in position to use Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In other words, what they did is they just lowered the standard to their sin rather than to the risen Christ. Christ is the standard. Man is not the standard. Let me show you another one here. It's amazing all the amens these people get until I put Scripture up to it, and then I'll get one or two or three, and that's all I get. Why? They don't want the truth. Hey, folks. People don't want the truth. They want to compromise. Oh, and it's a dangerous game. It's better for you not to have known the way of truth rather than to have known it and then to return back to your sin. That's what the Bible tells us. See, that's why they avoid guys like me, folks. They don't want the answers. No, they want to go back on. Hey, folks, if you have an establishment in government because you have the establishment in the church, and this one I'm highlighting right now tears down the establishment in the church, like that of Gideon. Tear down your father's altars, Judges 6. Here's another one for you. When the extraordinary compassion of God our Savior and His overpowering love suddenly appeared in person as the brightness of a dawning day, He came to save us. Yep, in context, He came into the world to save us from our sins. Matthew 1:21, they failed to post that. Not because of any of the virtue deed that we have done, but only because of His extravagant mercy. He saved us, resurrecting us, those that are dead. Understand Scripture. Grace starts where you're dead to self. Ephesians 2. Grace starts where you're dead to self, and it better be led of the Holy Ghost, because when you're born again of the Spirit of God, you do not look for an excuse to cover your sin. Your job is to go out and expose it, and to reprove it, and to slay it. Ephesians 5:11. Let me finish. He saved us, resurrecting us through the washing of rebirth. Yep. We're born again. Yep. And when we're born again of the Spirit, we're going to do the things of the Spirit. We're not going to make excuses for the things of the flesh as to why we're guilty of doing them. We put on the new man. We put off the old man and we put on the new man. And if we put on the new man, we grow up into Him who is the head of all principality and power. Read Hebrews 6 when you get a moment. We are made completely new by the Holy Spirit when He splashed us over richly by Jesus the Messiah, our life giver. Yep, that's right. But you know, I got to be a faithful witness on this one too and say, notice that this post only belongs to them that again have repented and are born anew. They forgot what part? Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so many people on social media platform too that think that this applies not to them. Oh, you're the ones I'm speaking to. Don't get me wrong. I'm not making strokes with a wide brush here, folks. Nope, this applies to all of us, including me. And I am not the standard. Jesus Christ is, and thank God for that. And thank God for that. Over the last couple days, and I'm going to seal this hour, hopefully with this topic, men using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. This is why you see so much corruption in the church today, because God is not going to leave Himself without witness. He said in the third commandment, Exodus 20, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach, because He will not hold you guiltless that taketh His name in vain. He will not hold you guiltless. You reap what you sow. Galatians 6:7. And rightfully so. So over the last week, I've been covering much of this because it irritates me to no end. And it's amazing how when men get afraid, they run back to God. You know, 3 years ago, you seen these filthy posts and these jokes and them jesting and their favorite football players and baseball players. You're not seeing a lot of that right now because men are afraid. They're fair-weathered friends. They return back to the Lord when they need Him. And that is what that is the purpose of judgment on so many different levels. It's to reconcile yourself with God through repentance in Christ. But let the Holy Ghost... Just a matter of fact, yesterday someone was posting something about how the Holy Ghost is your best friend and how He's your doctor and how He's this, that, and the other thing. And I said, part of that is true because some of it was man-made. I said, but if you remember right, the Holy Ghost never comes to comfort a man in known sin. No, He doesn't. He comes to convict you of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And when I use the law of God, guess what the Holy Ghost uses to bring men to repentance towards God and faith in their Lord Jesus Christ? Just that. He first comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to work repentance in men before God. There's none of this. It's out of sight and out of mind. It's all false gospel. These people are going to hell in a handbasket. They think they're saved by using a little scripture here in their worldlings in practice. It's incredible to me. So I countered it. And so what I did is I started using scripture like what I'm about ready to show you right now. Okay, so I highlighted this one. I said the law detects, grace conquers. That's the purpose of the law, and that's what grace does. Right? I got 4 comments, 6 shares. Did another one here because people talk about there's nothing I can do to be saved. You're right, but when you are saved, Philippians 2, what do? You work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Right? And guess what we do when we're saved? We do the works. Somebody said this yesterday, and I'm not going to try to dig around for it, but I want you to hear this in context so you can understand what aggravates me about these hirelings that are going about preaching the gospel. And I want to tell you something. It's a dangerous business when you don't know what you're talking about because you will be tried by the fire. This is what they like to say, right? First of all, it says in Ephesians 2, the verse, it says, "And you hath He quickened." Who has the Lord quickened? Those that were dead in trespasses and sins. They're no longer alive to their carnal life. Then when we go to verse 8, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God's," right? And then it says this, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." But listen carefully. But now that you are saved, what does verse 10 say? "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto" what? Oh! "Unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." As I said earlier, there would be no book of Acts if the apostles didn't act. It's a work of faith and a labor of love, isn't it, friends? People don't want to hear scripture in context. See, I got this knucklehead online where I said, "Faith without works is dead." He said, "Don't you mean works?" No, that's not at all what it says. Not at all. We got hour 2 coming up, folks, and we're going to keep going here. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side for hour 2.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.